essentially, this is an autism and sensory friendly shopping initiative. It's being done in collaboration with obviously OnePlus Events, the asset manager of the retail park Sigma, and the retail park managers themselves. What we're doing is we're making shopping at the Sligo retail park more accessible to people with autism and sensory issues, and also bringing awareness to it in general as well.
Does this cover every shop in the park?
It's a process now where it's covering the vast majority of the shops in the park. Obviously, with one or two stores, they have to kind of check in with the head office and make the final confirmations. But ideally, within the next month or so, we cover every shop in the park. But the ones that it does cover, there will be clear signage in front of the store letting you know that it applies to that store.
What will be in those shops to make it easier for people with autism or with sensory difficulties?
So I guess, once again, this is like the first step in the multi-step plan. But the first thing we've done is we made sure that the people working within the store are properly informed of autism and how to deal with that kind of situation if there was to be an issue in the store. So it's the first training of the staff, informing them in the right protocol. Secondly, within the stores, we have these hats. These kind of blue hats with the autism sigil in front of it. So essentially what it means is if a child or even just a regular shopper has autism or sensory issue, they can wear the cap, which kind of blocks and limits the light, which usually kind of affects sensory issues. It also means that it lets the people within the store know and identify who has the sensory issue. Therefore, when they want to, like, if they have an issue or even if when they're bringing up their goods and they want to, like, kind of purchase them, they can skip the queue. It makes the process streamlined and quicker and less kind of, I would say, hurdles for someone with a sensory issue in store.